Welcome to AttorneyBusters.com. This is Gene Forte. And who did let the dogs out? We're going to tell you during this next hour on KRLA 870 AM Smart Talk. It was the district attorneys, crooked judges, and your basically low-life public officials we have out there that say they're doing things to try to protect us. For my first-time listeners, I am not an attorney. I do not provide you any legal advice or legal opinions. The information that I'm going to be providing to you across this next hour is information that I've gained from my own personal experiences at the hands of some good old boy attorneys and good old boy judges located here in Monterey, California. About a year ago, I decided that I was going to set up a flare out across the country and find out if there are other people that had the same type of problems that I had. The problems that I had dealt with attorneys fleecing me of literally hundreds of thousands of dollars. While they were taking the money out of my pockets, they finally got to a stage where they said, gee, we can't do anything about those attorneys on the other side and these judges here because, well, you know, Gene, we work in a local community and we got to protect our phony baloney jobs. Well, that excuse is exactly that. It's an excuse. These attorneys out there are licensed to protect us and uphold the laws of our country, meaning that if they find that an attorney on the other side in a litigation has suborned perjury or hidden documents or committed some type of a crime, they are supposed to bring that to the court's attention. In the case that we're going to be talking about today, and we're going to go across a number of these cases, that we're going to show that there's a standard MO that is used by attorneys and judges and public officials by first of all saying, you're harassing me if you try to get me to do something that I'm getting paid for to do as a public official, such as going after a crooked attorney. We're going to have conversations that I'm going to play for you with the Morgan Hill Police Department, how we're trying to get a criminal investigator arrested from the Insurance Commission of California by the name of Kathleen Harris. We're going to show that we talked to the chief of police there, and we're going to show what the typical MO and again the statements are all across the country. We're going to roll out to Wisconsin, and we're going to show you in Wisconsin how individuals out there that we caught hiding documents, removing court of clerk files from the clerk of court's offices there, got a man as put in prison. His name is Stephen Magritz, and we're going to show how a purported investigation led absolutely to nowhere, and we're going to show you how the clerk of court now is giving me such a nonsense tale, it's absolutely ridiculous. In fact, let me just play you a clip of this clerk of court from Wisconsin when I called to find out, do you have these written procedures or rules regarding removal of clerk of court files from the court? When you put files in the clerk of court's offices, those files are not supposed to leave with anyone. That means anyone. An attorney can't remove those files to take to his office. Can you figure out why, class? Of course, you bright ones out there, I seen you raise your hands. You said, well, gee, that would mean they could possibly take a document out of there and mess everything up. That's exactly right. When we tried to find out why these court of clerk documents left the court of clerk's offices, you can't believe the nonsense we ran into, and we're still pursuing it today because we have got to get a man out of jail by the name of Stephen Magritz that is trying to hold public officials accountable because they would not hold the county attorney, Mr. Dennis Keneally, accountable for removing those clerk of court files. But let's go to this person. I talked to the clerk of court this week.
Clerk of court.
Yeah, hi. This is Gene Forte calling from AttorneyBusters.com in California. I called there on, this was March 26th, and I left a message for Mr. Jeffrey Schmidt concerning getting a copy of the procedures concerning clerk of court files leaving the clerk of court's offices, and I have not received any response from Mr. Schmidt. And I have not received any procedures that are there, and I haven't received any letters or any correspondence at all from them. Excuse me, go ahead, I'm sorry.
As far as our rules, they're not approved yet by the judges. They're being revised.
Oh, you're saying the rules have not been approved by the judges?
Nope, not yet.
And are there some new rules that have been being made now?
No, they've been made, but they're just bringing them up to date.
Okay, do you have the ones that are from before or something that we can get a copy of?
I don't think so. They told us not to hand those out because they're not dated, you know, they're so old.
But when did they tell you not to hand them out?
months ago.
Months ago?
Yeah.
But there must be some rules that are in place now, though, aren't there?
Well, I think you should be talking to a judge or something, because I can't answer all these questions that you're asking about. They're legal things, and I don't know when the judges are done with them, sir.
I'm just trying to find I'm trying to find out there are some rules there that are intact now.
No, well, there are, but we'd rather have them all printed up.
So they're not printed up now?
No.
But the rules that they're revising, aren't they printed up already?
One moment.
You let me talk to you for a little bit while we're waiting for her to get back on the line. Now, while I'm talking, she's there looking for something or talking to somebody, possibly Mr. Jeffrey Schmidt. He is the clerk of the courts, and this guy is the one that hung the phone on me, and he's the one that released these files to Mr. Dennis Keneally when he knows he can't do it. We're still on hold while she's scampering around there at the office saying, Jeff, that Gene 40, he's on the line again. Come on, we got to get this guy. Hey, where are those rules? Are they written? Oh, no, where's that shredder? Well, here she's going to come back. Do. Wait, she's about ready to come back. Here she comes.
For what you're looking for?
Yes.
We have nothing in writing.
So you're saying for what I'm looking for. So you understand I'm looking for the rules that concern the removal of clerk of court files from the clerk of court offices.
Have nothing in writing as of this date.
All right. And,
okay.
And what you're doing is you're making rules now that are going to be in writing that will be available.
I don't know that. Okay. Goodbye.
Well, excuse me. I was wondering.
Whoop. There goes one hang up on my ear. Now, I've got to read for you right now a rule of court that's out there that's been established since 1982. Osaki County Circuit Court Rules, 3rd Judicial District. In the matter of removal of files from the office of the clerk of courts. That's underlined. Now, therefore, it is ordered that no files shall be removed from the clerk of courts of Osaki County, Wisconsin, by anyone without first obtaining a written order of the court permitting such removal. Dated at Port Washington, Wisconsin, this 19th day of March, 1982. Now, I think those are the rules that she was telling us that, well, they're revising, but they didn't get approved by the judge yet, or, well, they're not written, they're not using, I don't know. I don't really appreciate your basic civil servant hanging up the phone on my ear, so I'm going to call her back.
Clerk of Court.
Yeah, hi. This is Gene 40 calling again from Attorney Busters.
I don't want to talk to you anymore. If you want to talk to Mr. Worth, you go ahead and do that.
Well, but excuse me, I'm trying to...
Sandy Gus Worth is the chairman of the board of the County Board of Supervisors of Osaki County. Dennis Keneally, the attorney for the county, is the one that removed clerk of court files with the help of Mr. Jeffrey Schmidt, the clerk of the court. The removal of those files constituted a crime, so I contacted the Wisconsin DA. But the Wisconsin DA said, no, you need to contact Mr. Keneally's boss, Mr. Sandy Gus Worth, who is the chairman of the County Board of Supervisors. This is what Mr. Sandy Gus Worth told me about that.
Correct. He does report to me, so to speak, as an elected official.
Well, I'll have to tell you, Mr. Worth.
And so they could be correct in that assumption. If it has to do with the way he implements his job. However, if he breaks the law, it has to do with whoever enforces the law, which is not me, Mr. Forte.
I'd
love to because I'd immune myself.
It's public officials like Sandy Gus Worth that would like to immune himself and his buddies that let the dogs out. This is Gene 40. This is AttorneyBusters.com. We'll be right back.
AttorneyBusters.com's radio program was created by Gene 40 to expose judicial corruption. We at AttorneyBusters.com believe that we are all entitled to fairness in our courts and from the officers of the court, including judges and attorneys. If you agree with us, enjoy our program, or have your own experience, please let us know by calling 888 201-6035 or visiting our website, attorneybusters.com. Your support matters. We all need to stand up for what is right. Again, 888-211-6035.
Speak to me. Why are you building this thick brick wall?
Please tell others about attorneybusters.com.
Howoo! Welcome back to attorneybusters.com. This is Gene Forte, the Info Justice segment of attorneybusters.com, and we're talking today about who lets the dogs out. Before break, the court clerk told me to call Sandy Gus Worth, but let me play you the conversation that I had with Mr. Sandy Gus Worth before I called the court clerk.
Mr. Forte.
Yes?
You've asked me to make an investigation. I have made a verbal investigation of the two parties that you asked me to do. I did. I found nothing wrong. I found policies in place. I was told of policies.
Is this a written policy?
I have no idea.
I would like a copy of the written policy.
Talk to Mr. Schmidt and get
it. If Mr. Schmidt hangs up with me, what am I supposed to do?
I have no idea, but I strongly suggest that maybe you would get it from, if it's a policy, if it's a written policy from him.
Now, how in Sam Hill do you find a policy in place that is not written? That conversation with Sandy Gus Worth took place on March the 4th, a month and a half ago. This April 11th call with this court clerk, that was just on Friday. It's drag your feet and stall. Undaunted, though, I did call Sandy Gus Worth and left him this message on Friday after the court clerk hung the phone upon my ear.
Hi, you've reached the offices of Gus Sandy Worth. I'm not in right now, so please leave a message at the beep and I'll get right back to you. Thanks.
Begin recording at the tone. After recording, you may hang up or press the pound sign for more options.
Mr. Sandy Gus Worth, this is Gene Forte, calling from attorneybusters.com, the Info Justice segment, of course, on KRLA 870 AM Smart Talk. I was told to contact you by the clerk of court's offices, that's Mr. Jeffrey Schmidt's offices, because, again, you had told me that I could get a copy of the procedures from Mr. Jeffrey Schmidt. I have been attempting to do that for over a month now, and I have had absolutely no success at this. In addition, there has been no responses from Mr. Schmidt. And now when I've contacted his offices again, he's not replied to either written letters and faxes or to telephone messages I've left. And now it comes up that he states, their offices state, that there's rules that are being written or rewritten that are not written, that are in the process of, that are now non-existent. You would have to hear the conversation to truly, you know, get a gist of what's taking place here. But, Mr. Worth, there is a problem here. There is a procedure and a statute that's been broken. In fact, I believe we've faxed that over to your offices already. If not, I'll send that over to you. But there is absolutely a rule of court that it goes back to, I think, 1982 concerning the non-removal of clerk of court files from the clerk of court's offices by anyone. Please give me a call, Mr. Worth, because as I told you before, this is not going to go away, and I believe that somebody better give some attention to this right away, because I'm going to continue up this track until we get these issues cleared up here. Telephone number is 831-484-7516. Thank you very much, Mr. Worth. Goodbye.
This is not a game that I'm playing with these individuals. This is a serious situation. Mr. Sandy Gus Worth and Mr. Dennis Keneally, the corporate county attorney, and Mr. Jeffrey Schmidt caused a man, Mr. Stephen A. Magritz, to be in jail because he was trying to get the grievance addressed of these clerk of court files being removed from those offices. They were trying to get him put in jail for 70 years. This man was prosecuted as a paper terrorist by a special terrorist task force by the Attorney General's office, Mr. James Doyle, who is now the governor of Wisconsin. This is not a laughing matter, except that these people on the other side, they are felonious jokes, and we have got to get them exposed. And it's happening here in California. But before I move back to California, let me close the loop regarding Sandy Gus Worth, because Mr. Gus Worth did tell me to contact the DAs. Listen.
By now research, we're able to find the law that specifically...
Boy, I'm taking a district attorney so quick it make your head spin.
Now, about 2 minutes later in that same conversation, this is what Mr. Sandy Gus Worth says about going to the DA.
Well, want me to call an investigation for something that I don't know happened, that I have no knowledge of what happened, I have no knowledge of the document, but please investigate it for me? Is that what you're saying, sir?
No.
Is that what you're saying, sir? Because I don't have any teeth. You have the teeth.
Sandy Gus Worth, a.k.a. Schultz, I see nothing, know nothing, a.k.a. toothless, I got no teeth, a.k.a. I'd immune myself, public official says, no, you go to the DA. Here's what the DA told me.
I think you said to contact, you want me to contact Mr. Worth?
Yes.
To have him prosecute a criminal investigation against Mr.
Yes.
Keneally. And
yes.
This is what Mrs. Williams is saying I should do.
Yes.
Okay.
So that was Sandy Williams' offices, the DA out there saying, no, call Sandy Gus Worth. I call Sandy Gus Worth again.
I'm trying to patiently talk to you, Mr. Forte.
Thank you.
I'm trying to patiently tell you that if it is a state law that was violated, and I don't know if it has been, but if it is, then you have to take the process to the state, the person that will uphold the state law. And just as I cannot arrest someone for speeding or murder or anything else, it is not I that you're looking for or Jeff Schmidt. It has to be started with the district attorney.
One more time, what I'm now going to do is I'm going to call the DA's after Sandy Gus Worth tells me to call the DA's back again.
DA's office.
Yeah, hi. Who am I speaking with?
This is Amy.
Amy, good morning.
Good morning.
This is Gene 40 calling from attorneybusters.com.
Okay.
Now, here we go again. I have contacted Mr. Worth. Mr. Worth said that I should contact you.
Okay, our office is not involved with this, and I have been instructed to tell you that.
Well, Amy, I...
Continually you call, and we're continually saying we are not involved.
No, that is not what's... Amy, I'm not upset with you. That is
no,
not...
No, I'm not upset either.
That is not what...
I'm instructed to tell you that because our office has no involvement in this at all.
That is not what I've continually been told. Please, put yourself in my position out here for one moment, knowing that I'm contacting officials in Osaki County. I'm contacting and speaking to your department. I'm contacting
I'm going to have to cut you off here because rather than waste your time and waste our time here at our office, we are not involved in this in any way, shape, or form. And we've been told to tell you that again and again, that our office has no involvement in this.
Wait, we say involvement.
And I'm trying to be very polite to you, sir, because you've contacted how many people in our office, and we continually say the same thing.
I get this. No, I do. No, you do not.
So
no, you do not. I have every...
Again, we're going to have to say it's phone harassment.
Oh, so you... Oh, wait, which you're saying... Now you're saying there's phone harassment because I'm getting the runaround, and I have every call...
Anonymous call now, sir.
I have every call recorded.
Now, this phone harassment, remember this. This is the first smut ball we're going to throw. But, you know, like I told you, I don't like civil servants hanging up the phone on me. So I called her back.
DA's office.
I want you to bring charges against me for phone harassment. That's what you said.
No, sir.
Are you
going to
bring charges against me for phone harassment?
Hung up on me again. I'm going to try it again.
DA's office.
This is Gene 40 calling again.
This is silly, sir. I mean, we're adults here, and I'm going to terminate the call.
Please do not sue.
Do you realize that this person on the other side of that line can care less about a man that is in prison, about some corporate county attorneys in their own area that has done this crime against this man?